And here with me now is Dr. Mary Ellen Hicks. She's an animal science professor at ABAC. Dr. Hicks, tell us a little bit, how many years have you been coming to the convention here?
Oh, my goodness, I really can't remember. Whenever I started coming, it was separated from the Beef Expo, so that would have to be at least 20 years ago or better. Been involved with the Georgia Cattlemen's Association both on the county level and the state level for over 20 years. Probably about 7 or 8 years ago got involved with NCBA and continue to be involved with both organizations.
I want to talk a little bit about that organizational involvement. Why do you think it's so important to be a member of both the state and national cattlemen's associations?
Well, particularly on the national level, I think it's very important. I see the work that the national team does, both out of Denver and out of DC, and there's no way that our membership dollars can pay for what Colin and Christina do in DC, as well as the crew out of Denver. On the state level here, they take care of us from the standpoint of landowners here in Georgia. There's a lot of issues that as the state has changed over the last 25 to 30 years from a primarily agricultural base, which that's still the number one business in the state of Georgia is agriculture. But we have such a large population now in the northern half of the state, especially around Atlanta, that I think the Georgia Cattlemen's Association has adapted very well. Continue to build beef interest in the state of Georgia, and so they work really hard to get things.
Well, I want to focus on the future of the beef cattle industry and the future of the beef cattle industry in Georgia here. You have a lot of opportunity to work with a lot of young people coming through your program. What are you most excited about, and what do you see as some of the biggest opportunities for the beef cattle industry here in Georgia?
Well, I think that, you know, we're somewhat limited on production, although we still have a lot of production opportunities. Once you move down into the southwestern portion of the state and the southeastern portion of the state, there's still smaller operations kind of through the central Georgia area and up into the north Georgia area. But also what we have an opportunity to do is train a lot of individuals that can go out of the state of Georgia, can go into any sector of the beef industry that they would like to go into, whether it's the business and support area or whether it's in beef promotion or whether it's in production. We've got students who have the capability and the desire to do that, and they can go anywhere they want to go.
And similarly, what do you perceive as some of the key challenges or the critical challenges for the beef industry here in Georgia?
I think there's land use. I think there's a lot of issue too with consumer perception because the population is changing, the dynamics there. And so helping people who do not have an agricultural background to understand more about what we are trying to do within the beef industry. Trying to tie product together with production is very critical. And I think that that's probably one of the biggest challenges that we have, reaching out to the millennials and trying to educate them. But at the same time, make sure that our producers and those involved with the beef industry are equipped with the right information, the facts that they need, and the ability to communicate with those folks that need to understand.
So what does your future or your crystal ball tell you about the future of the beef cattle business in general?
Very positive. I've always been very positive about it, but definitely today with the high prices like they are. And you look around and consumers are still wanting a very tasty source of protein. And we've got something that's nutritious and safe that we can share with them. We have producers who are better trained today. They care more about, well, not necessarily care more about what they're doing, but I think they're better trained in understanding that what they do does reflect on the industry as a whole. So I think sometimes they may pay more, a little bit more attention to detail, but very, very positive about the beef industry and very excited about the young people that are getting into the industry and their passion for the beef industry.
And one last question, what would you tell people who may have never been to this convention or this huge trade show before? Why should they come in person?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is being able to come and see friends that you haven't seen for the last year, find out what they're doing on their places, find out what the businesses are being able to offer that may be new. Just being able to see people that are facing the same challenges that we are, and find out about what their families are up to and just how things have changed. That's such a big part of this business, is the networking and realizing that we're all in it together.
We are all in it together, and thank you so much for giving us some of your time here at the Georgia Cattlemen's Convention. Dr. Mary Ellen Hicks with ABAC.